to celebrate the remarkable life of Joan Collins, who turns 90 today. And we were mentioning earlier that she was a trailblazer long before Madonna or Lady Gaga or Beyonce or Kim Kardashian or any of the women who came after her. Joan always did things her own way. But what we're specifically talking about today is the fact that her career really only took off when she hit the ripe old age of 48 and landed the role of Alexis Carrington Colby in the soap opera Dynasty. And some of you might remember some of her memorable scenes. Have a quick listen.
You heard him, Blake. You're finished. You've lost everything. And I now own this house.
This house? Are you insane?
Oh, no. I'm perfectly sane. So take this junk and your blonde tramp and get out of my home.
You are insane. This isn't your house, and it's never going to be.
Oh, you're so wrong. It's all mine, Blake, and I have the papers to prove it.
Now, that clip doesn't really do her justice, but I think it's safe to say that Joan Collins absolutely relished playing the role of Alexis Carrington, who was a force to be reckoned with, and one hell of a character. And she rescued the ailing soap opera Dynasty, because the minute she was introduced into it, the ratings went through the roof for many years to come. But what we're going to talk about today is the fact that, as I said already, at 48, she landed her dream role and her career absolutely took off. And I'm joined on the line now by somebody who, like me, remembers Dynasty very well, and like Joan Collins, has seen her own career take off maybe a little bit later than you might expect. She is writer Dee Kyo, who lives in Ballybunion. Dee, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre. Thank you.
You remember Dynasty. What do you remember of Joan Collins from the Dynasty days? Was it all shoulder pads and big hair like I remember?
Yeah, but she was also somebody that we all looked up to. But I was just thinking, it's hard to believe that she's 90. But my mother and all that age group, my mother is in her 80s, and she would have loved Joan Collins. And because I think she was able to name and do the things that it wouldn't have been politically correct to do back then in those days as such. So exactly what she said, she was Madonna and she was all the Kardashians rolled into one. And she just did it and gave us all great hope, really, to the things that we could aspire to. Yeah.
And on screen as Alexis, she was a total bitch. Now, let's be honest here. She was ruthless in her business dealings, her character was. And I think it was very rare back in the 80s to see a woman who was, number one, so active and so visible in the business world and so successful, but so utterly ruthless as well. I mean, she was a real trailblazer, wasn't she?
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose that's what I meant. She was kind of like the polar opposite to the way my mother would have been and her kind of group of friends. But essentially, they absolutely loved it because it was the little part of them, I suppose, that would have loved them to be able to get out and have a go at being all that and saying that sort of stuff. But again, she did bring, so like I've read up on her, she's done an amazing work as well for other people. Like, she's really has had a very wide career where she kind of has helped and supported other actors to come along and to kind of be able to hit the boards she broke a lot of barriers too.
Yeah, and four husbands. I think she's with husband number five, who seems to be she seems to be very happy with him. His name is Percy Gibson. They've been together a long time. But the whole reason I thought of you, Dee, is when Joan Collins was 48, her career just, I mean, she was always kind of famous, but she became massively famous. And usually, what's unusual about that, particularly in the arts and in TV and film, is that that's an age at which normally women tend to be faded into the background, into supporting roles, because they lose their look. So that's another reason to celebrate her, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. But I think that's beginning to change. You know, if you look at great people like Meryl Streep and Judi Dench and them, I think they're also paving the way for people coming forward, particularly for women. They're naming it, you know. And I think we need to be able to hold the space as well, you know. But you're absolutely right about that. But I find that there's some great Joan Collinses in our own area, as in I've been working with women for the last 30 years particularly, but 15 years here in Kerry. And there's amazing women. There's a one woman comes to mind, Sheila Fitzpatrick is one of our poets locally, but her mother was known as Polly the Poet. I don't know whether you've come across her. And she just had a great range about her. Like, she used to listen to heavy metal, and she wrote amazing, amazing poetry and stories. I don't know whether you've come across her, have you?
No, but I'm interested. Yeah. And you yourself, Dee, I mean, you wrote your first, your stand-up show, your one-woman show, and brought it to theatres at the age of 60, is that right?
Yeah. Well, I was 60 there last month, so and delighted to be. I'm not afraid of that. But I was always singing into microphone. I was always singing into carpet sweepers and hairbrushes as a kid, but never really did
aid into the background. But I mean, you know, if the lessons of Joan Collins and many other women have taught us anything, it's that it can be the start of a whole new chapter. I mean, there's no reason your creativity has to be sidelined just because you hit a certain age.
That's true. Well, you'd only have to meet somebody who's retired, and they will tell you that they've never been busier. I mean, you can take the dippers, the Ballybunion dippers. There's over 100 in that, and a range of them would be, you know, a mature age, and they're going swimming day. It's brought new life, but I think it's more than that. I think it's to find your tribe, really. And I think when you can find somebody else that is interested in that, and you find a group, it just brings this new lease of energy. Because I think sometimes we've put all our energy into others, right, like you have to do. But I think then when you get a chance then to step back and to say, God, what would I really like to do? And you only have to look at the women's sheds, like the way that is, you know, there was one started off, I think, last year in Tralee, and now we're hoping to set up another one in Listowel. And that's due to kind of women just getting together and saying, is there anything else we can do? Because they don't want to be sitting around. Exactly. I don't think I've ever met a woman who's sat around anyway.
This is it. Yes, but even aside from making the most of your we'll say retirement or your middle years or older years, but even beyond that, doesn't it show that, you know, we all have hidden talents, and there could be people out there who have a book in them or have an incredible painting talent or didn't know they could sing or play an instrument, and they could still do something pretty remarkable in the future. You know, it doesn't have to, you don't have to fade into the background, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of the groups that have set up, like my mother's friends that I'm going to, they would have started painting in their 50s or in their 60s. And I know a good few painters in Ballybunion are artists and writers. And you don't have to be fantastic, but you are right. There's skills that they mightn't have known they had. And all of that can be tapped into, particularly when you have the chance to give the time to it, you know. But I think I think when you get older, I think you naturally mature into not taking yourself so seriously as well, and you start maybe giving life a go in a different way. And from doing that, you know, you can also make great connections and have a great laugh as well. But I think there's a lot of untapped talent and resources in us all, really.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head there when you said, you know, you're more willing to take chances and that as you're older, because you're not scared of failure. I think young people sometimes don't take that leap into the unknown because they're so terrified of rejection or failure or whatever. But when you get to a certain age, maybe like Joan Collins was way back then, you think, well, to hell with it. What have I got to lose? I might as well give it a go.
Yeah, and that's it, really. You know, we don't really know what we're capable of until we, and I think in order to grow anyway and to be involved in the world, is that we do have to step out of our comfort zone just a little bit, you know, to stretch ourselves. And from doing that, then it gives you a bit of purpose, like you realize, actually, I'm quite good at that, and I just have met more and more incredible women as I go on, and men. I mean, I don't mean this, I know, but just because we're talking about Joan Collins, I think there's many more Joan Collinses in us all, you know, that we can unlock and unleash out to the grand public there, and you never know.
Yeah, well, you're an example of that yourself, Dee. Listen, we let you go, but thank you for joining us in celebrating the great dame's 90th birthday this afternoon, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of other people out there who can embrace their inner Joan Collins and discover hidden talents that the world needs to see and hear about. Dee Keogh, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Not at all. Thanks,
Deirdre.
Take good care. Bye-bye.
That's Dee Keogh there. Rather like Joan Collins, Dee started writing and got her one-woman show presented and produced when she was just short of her 60th birthday. And again, as we said, Joan Collins was 48 before she got a really big break in the TV world and went on to become the iconic Alexis from Dynasty back in the day. And I'm sure many of you out there of a certain age have your own memories of Dynasty. I just remember that she was constantly slapping people across the face or being slapped across the face in Dynasty. And of course, I well remember the shoulder pads and the big hair and the massive earrings and what style there was around in those days. My God, power dressing was the way it went. Anyway, happy birthday to Joan Collins, wherever you are and however you're celebrating it. And long may you continue to enjoy your life and inspire